wishes I'm a trophy. Erotice, by my ecstasy, my fantasy.
So fast.
Yeah, there's a lot of options to there's a lot of like companies online that you can partner with where they'll basically distribute your music for you. So like I'm partnered with DistroKid. There's quite a few different ones. But what happens is that you can register your record online. You want to copyright it. You want to make sure that you do all the legal things to like say, hey, this is my song, and then you register it with one of these third party distributors, and then that distributor will go and distribute your music to like Instagram and TikTok and Spotify, and that's kind of how, you know, it's really, it's like a spider web, right? You give it to them and then they give it to all these people, and then other people can hear it on those platforms and then they share it, and that's kind of how there's such a big fast trickle effect with music online.
Wow.
Same with YouTube, right? YouTube is a great one too.
Love Light, I also want to know something. Which platform do you Westerners use to push your music?
Everybody's kind of different. It depends on like what your goal is. A lot of people are on Spotify, but there's kind of a pullback a little bit from that recently. Some people use their website. Some people use YouTube. Facebook is a big one. And Instagram, having it like registered so that you can share it on Instagram and TikTok, those ones are big too. So you kind of got to cover all your bases, you know?
Today was Women's Day. And I want to know, okay, it's still even women's the rights in your time zone.
Right. It's just beginning over here.
Yeah, it's beginning. But as we're done with celebrations, and of course the president of Uganda, His Excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni, was the main guest today. We had to celebrate with all the ladies, and they were emphasizing on supporting the girl child. I don't know. You first tell me who you celebrate on such a day, and what you know in this industry, entertainment industry. To be honest, the ladies are left behind because maybe you come like you're an artist. I remember Nicki Minaj came out to say it, that she's being left out, maybe. She because of her gender, and I want you to speak in that way and encourage the ladies who are just in the same industry, what they should do, how they should humble themselves, because you know there is always that marginal line between a man and a woman. You understand? Yeah. So who is that person you're celebrating? And
no, I love that you say that. So first, my answer is celebrating on Women's Day. I have like so many awesome women in my life, and I feel so blessed. You know, I have three sister-in-laws who I love dearly. My mother, you know, I celebrate her. She's one of my favorite
people. Mommy, we love you.
Mommy, we love you. You know, I just have like a lot of really strong women in my family. My whole team, like my assistant and my stylist and my events coordinator, they're all women, and they are all like awesome. They do an amazing job. So there's so many people. Savannah, I shout out Savannah. She's my assistant and she's amazing.
She's listening to the radio right now.
She is. Wow. I know, she's the best.
That's great.
And I'm so thankful to be and know so many awesome women personally. And then, you know, a lot of my mentors are women, all of that. So I celebrate them. But I love what you said about the industry because it's so true. And it's funny that you like emphasize Nicki Minaj because she's really one of my favorites.
Yeah.
I think she is such a strong female in the industry. I think she really stands up and advocates for women.
For women.
And for kind of being true to yourself and holding your ground and saying, I'm here. It doesn't matter if I'm a woman or a man or whatever. I'm talented. I deserve a spot. And so, you know, in terms of talking to other women, I think it's really important that women know that they have a place. That, you know, let your talent speak for yourself. You don't need to go one way or another. Because you're a female, it's like let your musical talent, let your self as a, you know, as a personality and as a person and as a public figure, let that be strong and let that be confident and let that be empowering. And be proud to be a woman. If you're a woman, be a woman, you know, like it's okay. You don't have to dump that down in order to be in the industry. Like Nicki Minaj, she really laid the trail.
She pushed so hard. She pushed
she did,
so hard.
She really did.
And I really love her energy. And she tried to put it out there, and she's like, the ladies are also human beings, and they have some big things they can push and do in this industry. Good that you know. Now, we have some small thing that we want to ask you. Your dishes, what do you love eating? Like on a normal day?
What do I love to eat? You know, I'll be honest, I really haven't experienced much African food, and I would love to. Like, I like different flavors and cultures and all of that. So I would love to be immersed in that. Personally, my favorite food is more like Italian food, like spaghetti. I love a taco, though. I love to eat tacos. That's one of my favorites.
That's all.
Yeah, I mean, I love food. I love to cook. I love to make different flavors. I love to try different dishes. I love food.
Now, the ladies here in Uganda do love chicken.
Chicken?
Chicken. So I don't know if it is the same way, because we do have McDonald's and also KFC. And Cafe Javas. I think you also have KFC right in your area. Yeah.
That's
where all the ladies go for a weekend
fun.
They chop money there. So big things to have you on radio. What are your prospects and what are your goals?
Yeah, I am excited about 2022. I plan on putting out a lot more music. Erratacy came out in September of 2021, and we've had kind of a nice little push for it. And naturally, now people are kind of asking, you know, what's next? Where's more music and all of that, which I love and I'm flattered by. So I'll have another single be coming out probably like April, and then I'm gonna do a whole project, a whole album, probably in the fall, maybe end of summer. On our terms, so like August time.
Yeah, I know.
So, I know, season wise.
Yeah, you know.
But, But yeah, this year is a lot of
music. In Africa, we don't have any. We don't have seasons. We just. It is the sun. We get into the rain. Mad stuff like that. Because for us, we are in the savannah region now. I want to know who were behind all these songs. The one that is playing in the background. I think this one that you released. It is electric. Erasi. So who is behind it? Who are those big producers so that they can come here to East Africa and they pull and help the musicians right here in Africa? Who are those people behind that song?
Well, I wrote a song around the sea, and I did the beat for the song. And then I co-wrote it with Ray Rothschild, who is formerly Sugar Ray of Double X Posse. And that their hip hop group was very, very big in the 90s. They had a number one hit record in the 90s. And so he was a collaborator writing-wise, which was like very exciting to work with somebody of that caliber and have that contribution to my project was really exciting. And he's just a brilliant songwriter, really, really smart, really strategic and kind of creative with the way that he uses words, which I really love learning from him about. And then we worked with a producer and a mixing engineer who also have amazing credentials. They have worked with, you know, major
artists.
Diddy, they worked with Jay-Z, they worked with, and so they also contributed to make it kind of a whole package project, which it needed. You know, I can write music and I can play and I can do all that, but having them kind of level it up is really what iced the cake, I think. So.
Cool about you. It's good that you do write your music. A little bit of maybe disturbances with some musicians right here in East Africa is that they do not write their music. They hire people to do write the music. So when there is some changes in management, they normally get some challenges in getting the money to pay all these cash out these guys who write their songs. It's good that that you do write your songs for yourself. I just want to know how long does it take for somebody to write a song, like a simple lyric, something like that.
Honestly, that totally depends. Because Erotic Thing, we wrote in one day. We wrote it like that evening, and then we kind of tightened it up as we were in the studio. But some people spend months writing a song. They'll write the hook, and they'll write the chorus, and then they kind of tinker around with, you know, the middle verses and all of that. But I think that a hit record generally comes very easily. A lot of artists will tell you that. A song that does really well was written in one day or 15 minutes or in an hour or things like that, just because it's like completely ready and aligned and it just kind of flows out and gets written. So it depends. There's no like time, you know, oh, if you've been working on a song this long, it's bad. You know, it's just you want to get to a point where it's wrapped up, right? You want to put an end date on the project because creative people can always change things and rewrite things and all of that, but yeah, it can take any amount of time.
From Africa to the world, my name is Agri Vario. You could be asking yourself who is with us right now. She is a big and enticing, energetic lady from the States. When I talk about the States, I'm meaning United States of America. I know a lot of people wanted to know, you are hearing a lot of English, you know, but she's called Aula. We are having a chit chat here and she's telling me how they do their music right there. It's good to know because we are an industry and, you know, music is one thing that makes us makes us to join together and maybe spread love and maybe connect. I've seen most people dance to songs that they don't know. Actually, they don't know the meaning of the lyrics. Have you seen it happen in the sets? You get a Nigerian song, dance to it, but you cannot understand any words in it. I've seen songs like Pelu. Have you heard Pelu from Ed Sheeran?
No, I haven't.
You should listen to it, because there is no word that is in English, but because he did the remix with Ed Sheeran, that's where people had to know. So what should we do, we Africans, so that we can get some more collaborations with you, the people that are big in this industry?
Yeah, I would say you guys have like Instagram and TikTok and all of that, right?
Yeah.
You have those? So, honestly, like, social media has done a huge, powerful thing for people in music. It used to be labels. You could only connect to people in different countries and, you know, through these certain pipelines in the industry. And now, through social media, like, you and I can connect freely. Which is so cool and such a blessing. So I would say, if you're a musician in Africa and you're trying to get your music heard and you want to collaborate, get on the internet and go do some research. YouTube is a great place to start to look for other artists. A lot of times artists will have their emails listed on their Instagram, on their YouTube channel, on their Facebook. There's usually a way to contact them. And so usually if you go and look that up, try to send them a message, try to send them an email and just reach out and tell them who you are and what you do. For myself as an artist, like, I'm always open to that, because you just never know. I would love to collaborate with somebody in Africa, because I love the culture and I love the music and I love English. And I agree with you. I think music is the language that we speak. So, you know, we don't have to speak all English or all of anything in the song. It's the language of music, and I think that's beautiful.
Down here in East Africa, Uganda, most especially, we do some young, talented ladies talk about the Zawi, Spicy Diana, and many others. I would love you to come around and do a collaboration with the two. And you will know that Uganda got talent. We're going to talk about this other song. It's called Your Matter. So who is behind the song? And you are the same person who wrote it, or you were helped by somebody else?
That song I wrote by myself. I wrote it completely, all the instrumentation, all the lyrics, all the parts, all the harmonies. I wrote that song and produced it and worked with a great engineer in the United States on that. And so that was a song that I wrote. Somebody had asked me to write an inspiring, and so I kind of wanted to think about, like, what can I write that people in Africa can relate to and people in New York can relate to. And the concept of You Matter came up, and it was just a really powerful thing to kind of get people to share their stories and talk about what they've been through and what they aspire to be. And I did a music video for it, and we included a bunch of different schools and churches and guys coming out of prison and all of that. And they all kind of said the same thing to me. They all said, you know, thanks for thinking of us. Thanks for including us. And the whole, like, concept of You Matter, that was exactly it. You know, we included as many people as we could. So that's a big part of my music and my brand, is that I want to empower people, and I want people to feel like they matter, you know, so that's inappropriate.
Most especially the ladies. I love people that empower young people, and of course people who are not able to reach out, and you can make them reach their dreams. Most people dream so big here in East Africa, in Africa at large. I just also want to know something. For Latin here in Africa, we do songs, maybe from the past stories that we've had. Maybe you had the past relationships, somebody checked you. Maybe you lost somebody. You're paying tribute in a song. So I don't know. Where did you pick the writing and the story?
Yeah,
the storytelling.
Yeah, I love storytelling. I write like articles as well as music, so I love to write in general. I think storytelling is like a fascinating thing that you can.
So do you also use the same way like we do? Like you write your songs from the past stories.
Well, I think that's why music is universal, right? It's because we all go through heartbreak. We all have love. We all have relationships. Like, it's something we can all relate to. So I definitely think that that's the basis of most writing anywhere in the world, you know? It definitely is the way it goes down here, so.
Wow, are you in love?
Am I in love?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so
fantastic.
Because I have someone special in my life.
I wanted to give you some energetic African man.
I'm willing.
You don't need an energetic.
Yeah,
you're scared of African men.
No, am I scared of them? No.
I just want to know. I've seen most people come here, and maybe they work out with relationships, and maybe, and it really works out. Back to the industry, and of course, what is happening in the world? I want to know Ukraine and Russia. And I've seen also another story running on your national television, CNN, and of a lady who was arrested. I think she does basketball in Russia. So I want to know, you pick all those stories and maybe some word of encouragement. You know, it's not good. Rest in peace for all those Ukrainians. I just want you to talk about that.
Yeah, I've been following the news pretty closely. And, you know, my heart is really going out to all the people in Ukraine. I'm just so heartbroken about what's going on in Ukraine and how that has unfolded. I think it's awful. But you know, I saw somebody on the news with Ukraine, and they were like, we don't really want to inspire people, like, we just need help. But I think it's so beautiful how they have really fought for their land and for their culture and for their everything, their country. And, you know, my brother is, he's a ballroom dancer in New York City, and his company is very heavily, a lot of the dancers are from Ukraine, and so they're doing a lot of relief to send over packages and hire dancers if dancers need to come here from Ukraine. And so my heart is there. I'm planning on doing some volunteer work this week to like help any way I can.
Wow. Thank you so much.
Well, you know, and we it doesn't matter if you're an artist or if you're a person who's working as a captain in a cafeteria or anywhere, you know, we all need each other, and this is a time to help. And so I think if you are in Ukraine and you are suffering, we're here, we hear you, we love you. And I think that if you are in a position to help, we need to do that. We all need to help. We all need to do what we can.
About the lady who is in captive.
Yes. accept a pitch. I feel very sad for her. Yes. I feel like
timing.
Timing is everything. Yes, exactly. You nailed it. Timing is everything, and she is in a precarious position. And I hope that, you know, maybe there's some kind of relief that comes from having her in the in-between. I don't know. I pray for her and her family and her safety. That's my biggest concern. And I hope she comes home safely. So,
well,
prayers to her and her family. Yes.
Oh, great. To the listeners of High Five Radio, thank you so much for being with us. And today, on a special day, Women's Day, we've celebrated it with a young and some nice lady from the States of America. And she's been speaking to us and talking about the music industry, on how you, the ladies, can get into the industry and do great things. We've learned, and of course I can assure you that this podcast is going to be uploaded on our website, High Five Radio website. Yeah, you can just go click highfive.media, and of course you'll be getting the story, the whole full story with her. So back to you, Love Light. I never asked you where the name Love Light came from. Hello? Thank you so much for loving High Five Radio. And I want to remind you that this is a station that sounds with a difference, yeah.
Come marry me. Touch my body like you know me. Touch my hand so I would know how you would hold. I'm a trophy. Erotice, sell my ecstasy, my fantasy. Come near me. Erotice, synergy.
People to feel from their interaction with me. So it always stuck, and then I established my company in 2018, Love Light Sound Music, and it's kind of become a whole brand, which I love, because Love Light is what I want to portray. Love, I want to portray
and
light, and so
splashing light. Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
That's cool. Do you have kids? Are you a mom? Are you a mother? Sorry.
I don't.
You're a mother.
I don't have children. Not yet. Someday.
Hey, someday. I was like, I wanted to say maybe bring them on camera. They say hi, hi. But anyway,
I have some really wonderful nieces and nephews that I get to spoil.
Oh,
for now.
Cool. Where do you normally have your great time? Like going out? Which place do you normally go to?
You know, I really don't like go.
Do you go for cinemas?
Wow, very much. I'm like kind of, I hate to say a homebody, but I like to perform. And if I'm not performing, I'm kind of like at home in my sweatpants. Yeah, but I like to go to like a jazz bar. I love to go hear live music. I love to go hear live music. Any kind. There's an African club in New York City.
Yeah.
And I've played there a few times. Yeah. They play like all sorts of different kind of African music, and that place is always, they always have a party going on there, always.
Wow.
Yeah.
We almost coming to climax, and of course I want you to your last remarks before we end the show.
Say that one more time.
I am saying I want to know your last remarks.
Yes.
Where the people can find the music, and what they should do, the people who are just joining the industry.
Yes, please come find me. if you have Instagram, find me on Instagram. Mm-hmm. You can find me on Facebook at Alora Lovelight.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on TikTok at Alora Lovelight.
Mm-hmm.
If there's an artist who's listening from Africa, I would love to hear your music. I would love to chat with you about what you're working on. You can find me at lovelightsoundmusic.com. And you can send me an email there. I do check the emails at hello@lovelightsoundmusic. And I'm always interested in connecting with people. I always try to respond to any comments or questions I get. That's a big part of being an artist is like, everybody loves music, but putting yourself out as an artist is the purpose is so that you can connect with people and you can share your music. So I would love to chat with anybody who wants to connect.
Okay, last but not least, I want you to do something small. I want you to just use the word High Five Radio in your last words.
Yeah.
And of course, tell the people to keep listening to High Five Radio, an online radio in Africa.
Yes, thank you for tuning in to High Five Radio online in Africa. This is Alora Lovelight, and you've been listening to High Five Radio.
Thank you so.
How was that?
Thank you so much, and we would love to get more connections. You connect us to so many artists that you normally get in conjunction with. If you don't mind, keep using our email. Great thing.
Of course,
things.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yes. Thank you so much for having me.
Okay, great time. And of course, to the listeners of High Five Radio, we had a guest on Women's Day, and she's been Aula Lovelight. You can go. She told you go to her website and listen to her music. And of course, do not forget to download or watch the music on YouTube. Thank you so much. My name is Agrebario. Have a great time. Yeah. Her song is going to play next. This is a great song. I love it. Yeah. Keep it High Five Radio, and of course, continue following us.
If you're lucky, I'll indulge you. Like my Gucci shades, you'll see what I could show you.